Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Don't try to become everywhere. Take one platform, learn it well, practice with it, use it over and over, become comfortable with it. Then you can go and do other things. Don't overwhelm yourself with too much.
Best ever listeners, before we jump into today's episode, got two questions for you. And this is for my fix and flippers out there. One, are your financing costs eating away at your bottom line? And two, are you looking for a way to increase your overall profits by reducing your loan payments to the bank or private lender? Of course you are, right? You're always looking to maximize the potential of your deal. So here's a solution. We got a solution for you through the crowdfunding platform Patch of Land. If you're a loyal Best Ever listener, you know Patch of Land. They've been on the show many times. They've sponsored the show many times. They're back for more because they love you. They want to help you out. They want to add value to your life. And here's how they're going to do it. They have a solution to your financing issue of financing costs eating away from your bottom line, and they want to help you reduce your loan payments to the bank. So here we go. Patch of Land offers a fix and flip loan program that only charges interest on the funds that have been dispersed, as opposed to the traditional model of lenders charging interest on the whole loan amount at the beginning. You save a lot of money this way, and it can be misleading when you get your terms quoted to you by the lender at a particular rate if they charge all the interest up front versus upon distributions. Patch of Land's got a document that you've got to check out if you're a fix and flipper to educate yourself on questions you should ask the lender. Regardless if you go with Patch of Land, you've got to get this document to educate yourself on the questions to ask your lender to make sure you're getting the best financing terms. The document's at patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. That's patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Patch of Land, they can close in as little as 7 days, and they can help you through this program save thousands of dollars on your deals, make more money, and have a better business and grow your fix and flip business. So go to patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. I first off hope you're having a best ever weekend, because today is Sunday. We got a special segment for you called Skill Set Sunday, where you're going to come away with a specific skill that perhaps you didn't have otherwise, or if you did, then you're going to be able to hone it and take it to another level. We're going to be talking about lead generation, via Facebook and YouTube, and we're doing that with Edwin Dearborn. How you doing, Edwin?
Great, man. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
My pleasure. Nice to have you on the show. Edwin is the CEO of Premier Lead Systems. He's been featured Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, Social Media Today, and a bunch of other media outlets. He's the author of the book Power Branding Secrets, and I've got his website in the show notes, so you can just click that and check it out. So with that being said, Edwin, before we dive into the specific tips for lead generation via Facebook and YouTube, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about yourself and what your focus is?
Yeah. I grew up in Orange County, California, and my mom was a realtor back in the 70s. So I grew up in real estate and got to see my mom go out and show houses and do all that stuff. And this is back in the day of yellow pages and Rolodexes, right? And canvassing and all that type. And obviously, the technology has advanced greatly in how real estate agents are able to build their presence and generate leads. In the last 10 years, I've worked in digital marketing. When the economy collapsed in 2007, about 11 years ago, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube were all emerging. And I really saw that this was going to be the future of how businesses were going to build their reputation, connect with important people and audiences. And so I delved headfirst into it, and I just became engrossed and enthused from day one when all of this technology became really in its beginning stages.
I love it. Yeah, I'm excited for our conversation because I definitely understand and agree with you the importance of being able to generate leads and brand awareness through the digital environment. So Facebook, YouTube, lead generation, how should we approach our conversation?
Well, the first thing is that what I tell realtors, particularly if they're 45, 50 years or older, I'm 54, but I have a young mind, I feel, so technology doesn't scare me. But when you get with older realtors, I tell them, your mind is not rigged to learn this or adapt to this technology. The first thing you're going to have to overcome in using CRMs, YouTube, Facebook, whatever have you, is you're going to have to be willing to learn new skills and do things you haven't done before. The world has changed dramatically, and if you don't change with it, you're going to be in a museum with the dinosaur, and your brand will become irrelevant simply because you're not up to the time. So as I teach people and I coach people, and I've been to St. Louis, Seattle, I'm going to Seattle again in about a month to teach about 150 realtors how to use video, Las Vegas, Orange County. I've been all over the United States teaching realtors about this. And I go, the first barrier is the willingness to learn. Because I can teach you all the tactics, but if you haven't changed your philosophy of how you're going to approach your branding and lead generation, the tactics won't do any good for you. You'll resist the change. So the first thing I tell people is you've got to be willing to learn new skills. Otherwise, the tactics won't mean anything to you.
Okay, noted. And since we've got best ever listeners listening who are choosing to listen and continuing to listen to this episode in particular, hook, line, sinker, you got us. Now, what's the second thing?
The second thing is that device in your hand, that laptop or that mobile device, more precisely, is your best marketing weapon. Because with that mobile device, you can create content and videos on the fly, and not only create it, but you can distribute it through Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, etc. What you have in your hand is not just something to make phone calls, which itself is important, but you have a content creation and distribution machine. It's all right there. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need expensive camera gear. Believe me, an iPhone and your video apps, YouTube and Facebook, you're in business right now. You can start creating content right now. So what we want to do now that you've got this instrument in your hand, is we have to understand what audiences want. And what they want is they want information that answers their questions. Now, interestingly enough, when you become an author, and by definition in the dictionary, an author is a creator of anything. So you can author a podcast like you do. You can author a book. You can author a video series. You can author a YouTube show. Anytime we create content, we're an author. Well, the word authority is derived from the word author. When you author content and you distribute that content, you become an authority. And I think you've probably seen this where you get people listening to your podcasts and it's like, hey, Joe seems to know what he's talking about because he's always talking about it and he's putting out content. I'm sure you've experienced that, yes?
Sure.
Okay, great. So what I tell realtors is what you want to do is you want to become your local authority about what you do. And one of the drills that I have real estate agents do is I simply do this. All you want to do is become the authority by answering questions. It's called a search engine. People go to social media and they go to search engines to discover relevant, important information to them, information that's relative to their lives. So I go, if you've been in the business for at least a few years, I guarantee you, you can write down what are the top 20 or 25 or 30 questions that you get asked all the time. It may be, how much money do I have to come up with for a down payment? What does my credit score have to be? What are the best neighborhoods to buy in my area, et cetera? Write those questions down. Well, you can get an inexpensive tripod, set up your iPhone. You can sit in your office and do Facebook Live and go, hey, on this week's show, I want to answer a question. And the question is, what does my credit score have to be for me to qualify for a home? And you may even have a guest. Maybe you have a credit repair expert or a banker or a CPA or whatever is relative, or it's just you. And you answer that question. You take 3 to 5 minutes and you go over some tips and some strategies about what they can do to improve their credit score to qualify for a loan. Well, you can take that Facebook Live video, go to your laptop, click on the video, upload it to your computer, and then take that video file and upload it to YouTube and optimize it for local search because YouTube is owned by Google. And if you know how to optimize a YouTube video, it can actually appear in local search for keywords. Moreover, you can take that video link and share it on social media. You can email it out to your email database once a week. You do this 1 week show. Well, believe me, 98% of the realtors are not doing this. They're doing cold calling, they're canvassing neighborhoods, they're going to these meetup groups, and they may or may not be getting leads. Whereas what we want to do is have you grow your digital database and you start engaging it. Somebody told me very intelligently many years ago, your net worth is in your network. So what I tell realtors is, one, be proactive in building up your social network. Get more followers on Facebook, LinkedIn. And then two, start putting out simple content, answering questions, as well as putting out whatever your offerings are. And as you engage with people, build up your email database and send out that content as well as to your email database. And I'll give you one example of a realtor here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I was coaching this gentleman. He's about 55 years old. Never, ever, ever did a video in his life. One of these older gentlemen going, I don't get it. I don't get Facebook. I'm overwhelmed. I'm confused. And he paid me to coach him on how to create video because I said, look, you just go around any Starbucks or airport, everybody is staring at their mobile device. And half the time they're on Facebook and the other half they're watching a video. So you might as well embrace video and Facebook because that's where the audience is. Yet, that's where the realtors are not. So the opportunity for you to stand out as a brand is to create video. Okay, Ed, I'll take your word for it. So he paid me and I said, okay, we're going to do a Facebook Live right now. And he's like, right now? We're just going to do it? I said, yeah, we're just going to do it. So what's a common question that you get asked all the time? Why should I move from California to Las Vegas? Because if you've been to Las Vegas, there's a lot of people that move from California because it's less expensive. There's no state income tax. There's less traffic and less regulations in business. So a lot of Californians are moving over here. So I said, great, Why don't you educate Californians on the benefits of moving from California to Las Vegas? Just tell me the top three benefits. We're going to make this like a 4 or 5 minute Facebook Live. So we kind of rehearsed it a little bit. I grabbed his camera and I put him right on Facebook Live, right on his feet. And I mean, he looked as stiff as a board. And he was like, I'm doing this wrong. I said, no. The only way you're going to learn is like riding a bicycle. You're just going to start doing it. So he's got, I don't know, 700-800 people on Facebook. And he's doing this thing live going, hi, my name's Gary and I'm Keller Williams. And I would tell you three top reasons why you should move from California to Las Vegas. And he went over these reasons, right? So we did it. We published it. We were sweating, going, I can't believe I was actually on a live video. And I said, yeah, it wasn't that bad, was it? And he's like, no. But 2 minutes later, while we're sitting there after the video's done, he gets a phone call. I will swear on a stack of Bibles this actually happened. He gets a phone call, and this lady says, hey, Gary, remember me? And he's like, oh, yeah, we were friends in Phoenix like 20 years ago. She goes, yeah, I just saw your Facebook Live. He's like, what? Yeah, I've always wondered what happened to you. We're friends on Facebook. You probably didn't know that. And I'm in Phoenix now. If you ever want to come out in Phoenix and do business, look me up. And she goes, it's funny because I have a friend living in San Diego who wants to move to Las Vegas, and I'm going to share your Facebook Live video. Well, about 15 minutes later, we're still in the coaching session, and he gets this phone call from the friend, the referral of the lady who saw him on Facebook Live, and said, I'm looking in about 2 years to sell my home and buy in San Diego and buy a home cash in Las Vegas. Could you help me find a home in Las Vegas? He put down the phone, and Gary told me, he goes, Edwin, if I did not see it happen with my own eyes, I would have never believed it. Well, we took one of his videos that he did on Facebook Live. We uploaded it to YouTube. We optimized it. In the last 3 months, he's had 600 views on his video, all organic. He was blown away. We had lunch last week. I said, Gary, you're almost up to 600 views on YouTube. He goes, I've done nothing with the video. I go, yeah, that's just people searching the keywords. And there you are. You're appearing on page number one for certain keywords in YouTube. He goes, I got to do more videos. I said, absolutely. So we sat down and we listed out the 30 questions that he gets asked all the time. And now we're going to be creating those videos for him. I can tell you right now, I created a video on YouTube. And this is where I really, really hit me about 3 years ago. I did a video. I put it on YouTube and I put it on Facebook. And within about a day on Facebook Messenger, I get this doctor reaching out to me from Copenhagen, Denmark. And he goes, hey, I watched your video. Would it be possible for you to deliver this service in Denmark? And I said, well, I don't speak Danish. He goes, oh, no. 95% of Danes speak perfect English. We start learning English in second grade. I said, yeah, I mean, if you're going to do the videos in English, sure. You got to fly me over there and pay for my airfare and everything. So he goes, well, how much does it cost for you to fly over and do a video? And I said, well, and I quoted him a very high price. It was about $13,000 for me to come over and do a couple of days worth of videos. And you got to pay for my airfare and flight of me and my videographer. He goes, well, do you take credit card? I said, yes. He gave me the credit card and I spent a week in Denmark shooting videos for this doctor. And it hit me. I was like, wow. It's like my 4 minute video pretty much sold somebody halfway across the planet. And he gave me a credit card through Facebook Messenger. And I got to travel to Europe, all expenses paid. And I was like, okay, this is the future of marketing. It hit me like a ton of bricks. And it's amazing that more and more people have not adapted to it. And this is why I went over that first point, is you're going to have to embrace the new way that the world works. And if all you do is create videos and distribute them that answer their intent. And here's the key. You don't have to sell as a realtor, because if all your videos are about selling, then no one's going to want to consume your content. But if your content fills a void somehow, it either entertains or answers a question or gives insight, or you provide news updates about what's happening in your marketplace, or you interview other experts. What that does is you start to become the Huffington Post of your area. So instead of being a salesperson, you want to start thinking like a journalist and start providing information and updates and insights. And by just doing that over and over and over to your database, you will become an expert. So when they finally do want to buy, they do want to sell, who are they going to pick? Just any realtor or the guy who's an expert, who's been talking about it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
People buy from experts. So that's how content marketing and video marketing can do for you, is it actually positions you as the go-to expert.
This is such a practical guide for our best ever listeners to follow to get up and running. And I am so grateful that you talked through not only the process, but also a case study that reinforces the process or is an example of the process. I love the simplicity because this is a very simple approach. And the reason why I love the simplicity is because this is the exact approach that I take. And it works for me and my business, and it can work for anyone else. And you are so right. I agree with everything you've said. But one thing in particular that stood out to me is I'm not a real estate agent, but I imagine that the other 98% of real estate agents are not doing this, and 2% who are getting disproportionate results because of their time that they're putting into it. Just exponentially more ROI and return on time as well because of this approach. So thank you for walking through the step-by-step approach for this and then the reason why behind the scenes we should do it.
Yeah, and just to take it one step further, Joe, in my book, this is a plug for my book, The Shameless Plug, Power Branding Secrets, in the last few chapters, I actually go over step by step, and I literally mean numerical steps of how to develop, create, and distribute content. It's like making chocolate chip cookies. It's literally like grab a pound of flour, now mix in the milk. I literally walk everybody through. And the reason why I did that is in my 10 years of working in digital marketing, the number one challenge that I heard over and over, and I mean from hundreds of people, was it's all overwhelming. I'm overwhelmed with everything that I have to do. Should I be on Twitter? Should I be on Yelp? And I just said, no, we're going to take one thing. We're going to have you do one thing. So I decided to kind of put a gradient there and go, okay, here's just some simple steps. If you just do this, no, you're not going to be everywhere. You won't master everything. But if I can get you to do one thing really, really well, and just as importantly, consistently, if you consistently do this, you will build your brand. You take a look at some of the best marketers on the planet in real estate or just in digital marketing, Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone. What do? They put out content over and over and over. They find out what people have questions about. They bring on awesome guests. And they just keep doing it. And it has allowed them to stand heads and tails. Now, I'm not saying that your guys are going to become a Grant Cardone or a Gary Vaynerchuk, but you can become the Grant Cardone of your city, of your neighborhood, right? You can become locally famous and still make a lot of money as a realtor. So if you're out there in Poughkeepsie, Illinois, 60,000 people, there's plenty of business to do just in that city. Well, become Poughkeepsie famous.
Anything else as it relates to this topic that you want to mention before we close out?
People ask me, what social media should I be on? Where should I be promoting? And I said, well, what is the one that you already know how to use? And they usually say Facebook. I say, good, start with Facebook. Don't worry about the others. Don't try to become everywhere. Take one platform, learn it well, practice with it. Use it over and over. Become comfortable with it. Then you can go into other things. Don't overwhelm yourself with too much. Find one thing that you feel you can do well and then become proficient at it. That's all you have to worry about. And you will grow in your ability to use digital marketing to grow your brand.
Really grateful for our conversation. This is probably the most practical advice for getting a thought leadership platform started that I've heard before in the step-by-step process. I have two computers on my desk. One is the computer where I type notes. The other is my other computer. It's just got email and random stuff on it. But on the screen on my other computer, it's got thank you, comma, your order has been placed. I'm on Amazon. I just bought your book. So I'm looking forward to getting into your book and reading that. Thank you for being on the show. The step-by-step process, first, we got to be willing to learn. Check that box. We're best ever listeners. We got that. Second, mobile is the best marketing weapon. Mobile device is the best marketing weapon. We've all got that too, most likely. Third is know what our audience wants. And you answered that for us. They want information that answers their questions. So then the next step is to become your local authority about those topics or those answers. And you do that by answering the questions. So write down the 30 questions that you get commonly asked, answer those questions, put it on whatever platform you currently already know how to use, and do it consistently over time, and you're going to see results. Yes?
Absolutely.
Sweet. Well, Edwin, thank you for being on the show. How can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
Our website is premierleadsystems.com. They can also reach me at edwindearborn, D-E-A-R-B-O-R-N, @me.com. And my phone number, my personal cell, is 714-300-9566.
Sweet. Well, thank you for being on the show. Hope you have the best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Today's sponsor, Patch of Land, has got the document for you that you've got to check out if you're a fix and flipper. They show you how a higher interest rate can actually deliver a lower cost to your fix and flip loan, and conversely, how a lower interest rate could deliver a higher cost to your fix and flip loan. Needless to say, you got to know this stuff to identify the best loan terms. Go to patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Get this document, patchofland.com/Joe Fairless. Feeling lost on your roadmap to wealth? Tune in to the newly launched REI Foundation podcast, where hosts Jason and Peely give you all the steps and missteps towards achieving your investing dreams. Featuring interviews from top industry professionals, make sure you listen and subscribe to REI Foundation podcast at thereifoundation.libsyn.com.